Brady Ewing joins us on WRCO. Brady, congratulations on the honor. How did you first find out that you're going to be an honorary captain for this weekend's game?
Yeah, thanks, Phil. It was a little bit of a surprise. We were actually in Cross Plains for a scrimmage for my son Bennett's youth football team, tackle team. They were doing a scrimmage at Cross Plains, and I got a text that I saw after the game from John Richter from the University of Wisconsin, who is, I think, in operations with the football team. And he just said, "Hey, Brady, this is John Richter from Wisconsin football. Can we set up a time here today or tomorrow to chat?" And so it's kind of a random text from an unknown number. And I'm like, man, am I getting spoofed here? Like, what's going on? But I had a chance to connect with John, and he extended the invite to be an honorary captain this weekend. And, yeah, just truly an honor. Having been one of the guys that walks out as a captain at Wisconsin was definitely an honor. But to walk alongside some of the, you know, greats that had come before my time as well when they were honorary captains, it's just really cool to have that come full circle and just to be a part of it. I feel pretty thankful.
They're honoring some former teammates of yours this weekend too, correct?
Yeah, it sounds like there's, I think it's the Hall of Fame weekend, so Travis Frederick and I believe Monte Ball will be getting honored as well. And so yeah, it'll be a really cool weekend to have a bunch of former guys there. And I think they're working really hard to try to bridge that gap between the Wisconsin of old per se to the new regime and the new coaching staff and what they're doing now. So hopefully we can help bridge that gap a little bit.
Do you know, will you be like right in the locker room before the guys run out, or how does that work?
So they sent me our itinerary yesterday. So it looks like we'll get the chance to be down on the field with Rachel, myself, and our family and my parents, which will be really cool. As far as the locker room, I'm not super sure. We do get to go to practice on Friday afternoon and be a part of that environment. And yeah, so still a little bit up in the air. Plan is to do some tailgating as a family, get in there early for the game, get some, take in the sideline and just being close to the action. I know that my boys are really, really excited for that. And then get a chance to walk out with the captains during the coin toss.
So I bet the sights and the sounds and the smell, it's going to take you right back to when you were a player again, won't it?
It will, yeah. Yeah, something about the coolness in the air, the smells of the brats from the concession stands, the band starting to play. Yeah, they've done a lot to Camp Randall since my time there playing with some of the lights and the trinkets and things that they got now. But, yeah, ton of history there and some great memories from when I wore the helmet. And got a chance to run around Camp Randall Stadium. Super excited to be back on the field in that type of environment. It'll definitely bring the goosebumps and some great memories back with some really cool people and teammates.
Are there any members of the staff or anybody around there that was around when you were a player?
Not a ton. Honestly, I don't think there's one on the staff now that was there when I was playing, or as far as the coaching staff, some of the support staffs from the equipment room and some of the training staff, there's still some consistencies there and some familiar faces, which will be really nice to catch up with. But the coaching staff is relatively new and not a ton of Wisconsin ties. And I have had a chance to meet Coach Pickle and some of the others on the staff, briefly at some other events. So excited to reconnect with them and hopefully they can have some success this year and stick around for a while.
Well, this is kind of the year that's going to tell a tale for them, I would say, wouldn't you?
I think so. I mean, you only get a certain amount of time to come in and prove yourself, especially at a program like Wisconsin that has had such historic success. And going to be tough this year with a really difficult schedule, playing some really powerhouse schools this year. I'd say the first two are probably the easiest opponents, being non-conference opponents, and then they jump right into, I think, Alabama or another really tough opponent here in the next week or two. So it's definitely going to be a tough season in that regard. But I did like what we saw, defensively. I thought performing really high there in the last game, and offensively, I think there's some opportunities for improvement. But I did like kind of the mindset and the philosophy. It looked kind of like a Coach Chris style offense with some of the shifts, motions, some of the downhill running, some of the sweep motions and things like that. So at least as a coach, Chris, part of his systems that I was in the past, it was neat to see some of those things shine through again.
So is there a letter writing campaign we can start to get Brady Ewing in the Hall of Fame, or how does that work?
I don't know what that process looks like. I was just happy to be an honorary captain at this point. And I think that's a little far-fetched for the Hall of Fame at Wisconsin, but just thankful to be in the conversation to still be a part of the program that played such a crucial part in my life, developed me into who I am and gave me an opportunity to live out, my dream to play at Wisconsin and to meet a bunch of other great people along the way. Just thankful to be able to bring that full circle and connect with some of the current players that are likely doing the same.
Do you get to call heads or tails on Saturday, Brady?
I don't know. That one, they didn't put that in the itinerary, so I'm not sure. I think, if I remember right, I think the players still call it, and I just get to kind of be the token guy that's there and taking it all in alongside them. So
The old guy.
I can report back on that after the fact.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear about it. You'll have a lot of tells to tale, I'm thinking. So, all right. Brady,
no doubt.
Thanks so much for joining us, and good luck this weekend. Congratulations on this honor.
Thanks, Phil. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Brady Ewing joining us on WRCO Sports.